space officials say the lockdown was triggered by a report of an active shooter situation from an unknown 911 caller inside Wright-Patt's Medical Center. The Dayton Daily News reports other calls reporting a similar incident were received by Fairborn Police. At the time, an active shooter training exercise was taking place at a separate location on base about a half mile away. Security forces searched the hospital and declared it safe. It's not yet clear what prompted the calls. Patrick Oliver, a criminal justice professor at Cedarville University, says it's unlikely callers will be charged with making false reports if they perceived there was a real threat.
If they thought that there was an active shooter situation going on and they called 911, they absolutely not be charged. That is what they're supposed to do.
A SWAT team and multiple local police departments responded to the incident. The Dayton Police Department did not receive advance notification about the scheduled emergency training exercises this week, according to a police spokesperson. A Riverside police representative said to his knowledge, the department, which neighbors the base, was also not given advance warning about the emergency drills. Air Force officials say an investigation into the incident is currently underway. There's no word yet on when it will be completed. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm April Leslie.